Snoopy Knowing episode 10. Welcome to the 10th episode, 10 weeks in, 10 weeks. I missed 1 week. I went home. I missed 1 week, but 10 weeks straight other than the one little hiccup. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all like and subscribe to the YouTube. If you're on the Facebook, go ahead and hit the like button right now. If you're on the Instagram, go ahead and hit the like button right now for your boy, man. Make sure y'all subscribe to the YouTube. The link in the Instagram bio. Episode 10, we talking about how many baby mamas, baby daddies, is too many baby mamas and too many goddamn baby daddies. So we just started the conversation off a little bit. So people saying, are the children spread out? How old are the children? Are the children back to back? So let me figure out what you mean by if they back to back, if the children back to back. So if they back to, if they back to back with different daddies, let's say you got four, let's say they got three baby daddies. And it's three back to back, your children 2, 4, and 6. And they all three different baby daddies. Is that too spread out? Or do it even matter if that, I don't understand that, why that matter? And they say, well, they married to him. See what I'm saying? It's a lot that go into it. What jazz with that? I'm trying to see what she's saying about the kids being spread out, because I don't know if that make a difference. We still got people coming in. The Real Gemini in the building on Instagram, what's up? Honey on Instagram, what's up? You in the building? Sam, you switched over to Facebook. Facebook is better quality, but I don't really like it. But we're going to roll with it. What's up, everybody who just joined in the room? We talking about baby mamas, baby daddies. How many is too many? Jazz said, yeah, that's doing too much of the kid. All right, so if the kid's back to back, so what if they spread apart? So if you got three baby daddies, one kid, you just had one. So you got one that's one, you got one that's 9, and you got one that's 15. And they all three different baby daddies. They spread out. That's a big spread. Now, do that matter? Is that still too many? Or are you giving them a pass because the children been spread out? Jazz say, why are you having a kid with every man you get with? But what if they spread out though? Sam on Facebook say they on the run with them numbers. what if they spread out? So if they spread out, it don't matter? Or that make it better? I don't think it make no better. I think at some point in time, I'm giving you two before I start side-eyeing you. I'm giving you two because you might have had a baby young. You might have had one at 18, 19, 20 years old or something. You made a mistake. You was out here in the streets. You made a mistake. You had a baby. Some years later, you might get you a boyfriend. You might get you a steady person you're dealing with, and y'all end up having a baby. So that's two baby daddies. So at that point, you need to be conscious. Even before that point, once you have that one baby first, you know, okay, and you ain't with this man, and you young, and you gonna have more children, you need to already have in your head, hey, the next man that I meet, if I'm having children with him, that's gotta be the last man I'm having children with. Because if it ain't, I'm about to run my numbers up. I'm about to be a baby daddy number 3, if it ain't. So if you got two, if you got one, as soon as you got one, and you ain't in a committed relationship, or it was an accident, or whatever the case was, that's when you need to start getting your mind right. Because two, that's a doorway to 3, to 4, to 5, to 6. What y'all saying on Instagram? Jazz say, I have 2, but my kids are 11 and 1. Oh, that's why you trying to talk about being spread out. Oh, that was hitting kind of close to home. You wanted to put your little alibi in there. That's why that's why you say they need to be spread out. Nah, don't try to cop out none. Quite frankly, say 2 baby mamas. Camille on Instagram, yeah, 2 is enough for me and my kids 10 years apart. So you got 2 baby daddies, all right? So this is what I'm saying. So at what point you got to start putting in your mind, hey, once you had that first one, you know, if you're going to have another one, you know that this got to be the last man I'm having a baby with. Because if it ain't, you about to be on baby daddy number 3. And who won't be walking around with 3 baby daddies? Jasmine on Facebook said 1, 1. 1 is too many? I ain't asking what's enough. I'm saying what's too many. Y'all keep saying 1. So 1 is just enough. So 2 is too many. 2 baby daddies is too many. That's what y'all saying? Carnell on Facebook, what's that? Let me just join. Jasmine said 1. my husband is different. What you mean? What you mean your husband different? Explain. So anyway, boom. You got one, you gotta start strategizing. You could be all willy-nilly before you had that one. You could be doing your thing. But once you had that one, you gotta come to your senses and be like, God damn, if I have another one and I don't stay with this man, I'm gonna have three different baby daddies. You gotta start thinking beforehand. A lot of y'all, I don't think none of y'all think that. I don't think no. And I'm gonna get into the men. Trust me, I'm gonna get into the men. Camille says it's crazy a dude stopped talking to me because I told him I didn't want any more kids. Bye, my boy. Jazz said, how do you have 6-7 baby mamas? Yeah, I'm about to get into the men. Who that is on Facebook? Natasha, I can't see. It's kind of far away. Natasha, what's up on Facebook? Appreciate y'all dipping in. So the men, I don't know what's wrong with dudes who got 4, 5, 6, 7 baby mamas. I do know what's wrong with them. They ain't got the responsibility of taking care of having the baby, so they don't really give a shit. They just out just slinging, you know what I'm saying? Busting, shooting the club up everywhere they go. But come on, bro. If you having two, three different baby mamas, you're going to have to deal with them women on some level at some point in time. That's a headache. That's bothersome. Why y'all even want to put yourself through that? Why men even want to? If you got a woman, if you got a wife, you got a girlfriend, you know how difficult women can be. You know how attentive and things that you got to pay attention to with women, that time that you got to give women. Why would you want to have that 3-4 times over about a woman that you ain't even with? You ain't even with this woman and you got to deal with situations and circumstances and parenting. I don't understand, man. Y'all boys crazy. Jasmine on Facebook say, that's not a baby daddy. That's my husband. I technically don't have a baby daddy. I got my baby. Yeah, okay, that's cool. Yeah, if you got a husband, that's not a baby daddy. Unless y'all divorce, then you just call that your ex-husband. I mean, it's still a baby daddy, dude. Rome on Facebook say, yep, because I'm not dealing with what I don't come with. I had mine early and shit, ain't met another one worth giving a baby to. You gotta get that out the way early. Y'all gotta strategize. Y'all can't just be out here playing. I don't understand how no man, if you done got a woman pregnant, shit happens. It don't happen. You being ignorant and you ain't being responsible with your batter out here. You know what I'm saying? You ain't being responsible with your batter. You just spreading your batter all over the place and you got babies popping up left and right. But if you already done had a baby with a woman, why you double right back and make that same mistake again? Knowing what come with it, knowing the responsibility, the financial responsibility that come with. But see, the whole thing is a lot of men, a lot of these young boys, they ain't taking responsibility. They ain't taking financial responsibility. So it don't even matter. You pregnant on your own. Camille said batter. That's that baby batter. You got to be responsible with that batter. Look, listen, I was out here. I'm 40 years old now. But I was running wild in the streets. I was doing my thing, but I was responsible with my batter. Because I had no what niggas be shooting up the club like they don't know what happened when you shoot up the club. They just hoping and praying that she don't get pregnant. How you leaving the shit in her, letting it marinate in her, and then you just gonna hope she don't get pregnant? Nigga, that ain't how science work. That ain't how biology work. You gotta be responsible with your batter. Come on, man. Niggas crazy. You don't be responsible with the batter, then you gotta be responsible with the baby. Which you rather be responsible for? You rather be responsible with that? You hear me? You rather be responsible with that batter or be responsible for a whole child for 18 years. Legally. Because that's your child for life. What we saying on Facebook? Mother say on a couple, because a couple dudes in Memphis have 13 kids. Not sure how many baby mamas. That's insane. That's bonkers. That's bonkers to have more than 2 baby mamas for a man. Cause that's a headache. That's diapers. That's formula. That's clothes. That's birthdays. That's you gotta have her calling you, asking you why you ain't come pick the baby up. Y'all parenting differently. And you wanna deal with that 4-5 times over? But most of them ain't dealing with it. Let me see what Sam Sam on Instagram said it takes a skill to balance 2 to 3 women emotions. Yeah, a skill that niggas do not have. Most of them do not have it. They might develop it after dealing with them emotions for a while. But most men do not have the skills to deal with two or three women emotionally. Could barely deal with one, that's what I'm saying. You got a wife, you got a girlfriend, you know how hard it is. And you want to have, you want to do that 3, 4, 5 times? So I see every, so all y'all cutting it off at what? Y'all cut, so how many is how many? I mean, how many is too many? So 2 is too many. I'm saying 2 is enough. That's it. Anything over 2, you ain't making the right decisions in life. Anything over 2, you don't value the right things in life. Anything over 2, you just out here living. You ain't responsible for shit. If you got over 2 baby mamas, you ain't responsible for shit. If you got over 2 baby daddies, come on. When did the light start to fucking click? Y'all still laughing at baby batter. I'm just saying, man. I was responsible with my batter. I ain't have my baby till I was, what, 32? Only child I had. No, I wasn't sending nobody to no clinics and none of that. I just was responsible with my batter. I know what that batter do. I know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I know what that do. Niggas act like they don't know what that do. Nigga, you know what come after that? That you don't want to deal with? That you ain't trying to take care of? So why the fuck? Niggas is crazy. Jazz say 3 is a lot. Straight Jig on Instagram. Might have one young get married, then have one get remarried, have another one. That's what I'm saying. That's why when you had that first one, you got to start thinking strategically after that first one. Because after that first one, the doorway to 3 ain't that far down the road. You know what I'm saying? Blue on Instagram say 3rd time might have been a charm. Hey, now I'm not going to lie. Some people, they learn slower than others. It might have took them 3 men, 3 bad mistakes till they finally found the right dude, finally figured out, hey, I don't want to have no more children. Finally found the right woman. Hey, I don't want to get no more women pregnant. But I feel like it shouldn't take you that long to figure out that you need to stop busting in people or letting people bust in you. I mean, it's simple as that. You need to stop letting people bust in you, and you need to stop busting in people. But see, a lot of y'all not even saying, it goes deeper than that because people don't be worrying about this shit. You think, oh, 3 baby daddies, 2 baby daddies. The real reason why you shouldn't be having all these, and it ain't no judgmental shit. Everybody loves to talk about, you know, you judging people. It ain't even about judging. But if you having 3, 4, 5 baby daddies, that's 3, 4, 5 different households for your children. That's your, they brothers, they sisters growing up with different experiences in life. They related, they brothers and sisters, but they got different experiences in life because you chose to have different women and different men having children for you. They daddy doing different things than this daddy doing. This mama doing different things. And how you think that affect the child when they grow up? That's all. And what you think that cycle just keep going? If you got 3 baby daddies, you got birthdays, you got Christmas, you know, you got all these holidays, you got school conferences, you got school functions and extracurricular things that they can't all experience together. They was meant to experience together. You meant to have a mama and a daddy. You supposed to have a mama and a daddy. As a brother and sister, y'all have a mama. That's how it's meant to be. That's the whole point of it. And these kids can't experience the same things that the next one. One family might be more well off than the other. So they always doing this. They always going on trips. They always going on vacations. This other child family, mama, daddy, whatever, they not that well off. They ain't going nowhere. And then that's when all these other problems pop in and show up and make shit even more difficult. Because now you feel like, well, should this person be taking the other children on a trip with them? You know that's their brother or sister. You just going to take one child and go on a trip and leave the other child not to be able to have a vacation? And then that's a whole nother problem. That's a whole nother issue. Let me see what they're saying on Instagram. I'm not even about to try to catch up on Instagram. Y'all be cutting up on Instagram. Jig talking about one daddy a Muslim, one daddy Catholic. Kids holiday all fucked up. Hey, it's a joke, but that's real shit. You inviting in so many unnecessary problems into a child life. Now, that's cool if you won't be fucked up and you won't make mistakes and you won't live however you live. But once you have children, you're supposed to have a more settled and a better environment for them. And y'all, if y'all having these 3, 4, 5 baby mamas, you ain't. One baby mama got a cup. Other baby mama ain't got no cup. So that baby and her mama catching the bus everywhere while the sister riding around in the car with the other one mama. Going to make groceries and everything. Y'all making these kids grow up, they going to have resentment towards either the parent, to their sibling, or just to the whole situation. So it ain't even about judging people about having multiple baby mamas and baby daddies. Do y'all, I don't, niggas don't ever stop and think about the children, how that affect children, how that affect their psyche. It ain't always about us. Everything we be doing just be about us. Y'all just be doing shit for y'all. Oh, I got 4 baby mamas. That shit ain't cool, nigga. How you think your 4 children feel about that shit? They don't sleep together at night. They don't share the same room. They're not getting up and going to school together every morning. Y'all fracturing families before you even, the family can't even be a family. Because it ain't a family. It's just one a baby mama here, a baby mama there, a baby daddy here, a baby daddy there. These people, these children can't even grow up as a family. Quite frankly, say no, they don't. Men just be doing whatever. Women too. Men do whatever, but women, I feel like it's as a man, I get why men do it, because they don't have that responsibility. A man could get you pregnant today, and he could move halfway across the world. He ain't got to have nothing to do with that child. He can make a baby in New Orleans. He can make a baby in Los Angeles. He can make a baby in New York. He can make a baby in Seattle. And he ain't got to have nothing to do with it. But the women that's having 3 and 4 baby daddies, you the one got to have a baby. You the one got to hold that child for 9 months. Your body got to be changing. Your hormones all in the uproar. You got to push that baby out. You got to deal with the complications. Man can have a baby and he skate and that's it. Should he be doing that? No, he shouldn't be doing that. But I'm just saying, I can understand how men do it because they don't have to deal with the responsibility of a child. But women that's got 3 and 4 baby daddies, that's crazy. That's beyond insane to me because you the one got to deal with this. You the one got to house that child in your belly. You the one got to go to the doctor's appointments. You the one got to potentially get cut open. All these different things. No, the native said, then he should have pulled out of youth protection. Yeah, they should. But we already know men don't do what they're supposed to do. And as long as they don't have to deal with the responsibility or the consequences of it, they like soap. Real fuck. But if you got 3 baby daddies, I need to understand the thinking. If anybody in here got 3 baby daddies, I need to understand how this happened. Aside from, okay, let me read a couple of y'all comments. C.I. Garda said, a lot of people not planning for kids. They just happen circumstantially. No such thing. No such thing. No such thing. No such thing. You plan for kids. If you leave that, like you, I don't know if you just got in here, but if you put your battery in there and you leave your battery in there, a baby gonna be born. That's how biology works. You can't just leave, like I said, you can't just leave it in there and hope she don't get pregnant. You can't just let him leave it in there and hope you don't get pregnant. If you having sex unprotected and he not put, you letting him shoot the club up, you just hoping you don't get pregnant? All right, you might have did that once and learned your lesson. Or you might have did that once and happened. Then you do it again. You gonna do it a third time? You ain't learned shit. You ain't never learned nothing. Come on, man. Ain't no, even if you don't quote unquote plan for kids, you know how kids are born. You know what you gotta do to get pregnant. You know what you gotta do to have a baby. If you let that motherfucker sit in there, and you don't pull that motherfucker out, and that battery in there, you could bet your bottom dollar more times than not, you gonna have a baby on the way. Now, how many times you gonna make that stupid decision? Because it's going to affect you for the rest of your life. Motherfuckers be doing shit that's going to affect them for the rest of their life, nigga. You let these couple little humps set you back for years. You let a couple pumps set you back for years, man and woman. You let this man get a little couple of pumps in. Now you set back for the next 9 months, 9, 10, 12 months, because you had a baby after 9 months, but then your body still got to bounce back. You still got to get back right mentally. And you want to do that 3, 4, 5 times with different men? You want to do that 3, 4, 5 times with different women? Man, come on, man. We got to learn our lesson at some point. What's up, everybody, coming in the chat, man? Episode 10, Snoopy Norm. We talking about how many baby daddies, how many baby mamas. Is too many baby mamas, is too many baby daddies. I'm thinking, look like everybody on the same page. We saying, if you got more than two, you better have a damn good reason for having more than two baby mamas. You better have a damn good reason for having more than two baby daddies. Camille said, I wouldn't judge it that way, but us women do be hopeful that a new beginning with a new man. Y'all gotta stop that hope. Hope don't float, baby. Hope don't float. Fuck all that. Hoping. He better show you something. He should have been showing you something by the time you letting that meat pistol on you with no raincoat on in there. Shh. Y'all play around too much. Y'all roll the dice too much for me. Facebook, Instagram, go ahead and hit that like button right now if y'all on here. Hit the like button for your boy right now. Facebook, Instagram, make sure y'all subscribe to YouTube too. So yeah, if you got three baby daddies, somewhere along the way, something ain't registering for you. You got 3, 4, 5 baby mamas, something ain't registering for you. Or you just a no good man. And we got to talk about that too, because it's just no good people out here. There's no good women and there's no good men out here. Who just don't care about nobody or nothing than they self. Straight Jake, smash that like button. Yeah, I gotta get into that. I gotta get into the podcast and the streaming lingo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's motherfuckers who just don't care about nothing and nobody. They gonna get you pregnant. They gonna get the next one pregnant. They gonna get the one after that pregnant, because they don't give a shit about nothing and nobody. They ain't worried about you. They ain't worried about them children that they leaving for broken homes, broken houses, broken relationships. And that's going to grow up to be somebody, hopefully somebody husband, somebody wife, or, you know, it's just somebody growing up in a world who's going to be lost and confused and not understanding the dynamic of family. See, I got to say, one is too much. Marry before you care. I was going to get in there. I was dragging this out, but I was going to get into the, we just don't even care about getting married no more. I know, motherfucker, we just don't even care about getting married no more. And people look at marriage like, oh, it's just a piece of paper, isn't it? Nah, marriage is a commitment. You have a commitment from somebody. You get married, that means they committed to you, you committed to them. Whether it work out, whether y'all know what y'all doing, regardless of all that, you at least came into the situation saying, I'm committed to you. So now I have somebody who committed to me. Now I can have a baby with them. Now I'm comfortable and I'm trusting that I can have a baby with this person. Javon on Facebook said, what if they deceased? I'm getting into all that, baby. Welcome to the show, episode 10. Camille said, baby, this ain't the 1900s. I need that dick before marriage. you could get the dick without the baby, though. They want a baby shower, not a wedding. Hold on, but you could get the dick without the baby, though. You just do what you need to do so the baby don't be a part of the equation. Get the dick, but not the baby, man. Y'all crazy. But yeah, it'll at least get that commitment from somebody before you decide to let them bust in you, for better terms. Get that better commitment before you decide to bust in her. See, I say it's benefits to being married. Straight Jigs to the 1900s. Like, that's so long ago, right? But nah, man, marriage is a big part of that. So, and then somebody say, are they deceased? Houston kid said, boy, I went to New Orleans, not his accent back. I don't know. I've been out here in Houston too long. I be trying to talk proper. Not proper, but these motherfuckers don't be. When I first moved to Houston, they couldn't understand nothing I was saying. Had to keep repeating shit. They keep saying, huh? What? What's that? So now I made a habit of articulating my words and speaking. So these motherfuckers understand me out here. Nani on the chat and on Facebook. What's up, Nani? Quite frankly, see, my question is a man, woman, a man, woman, why would a man have 2+ baby mamas, daddies, even be an option? You saying why would it be an option for a man? Oh, for a man with who already got 2 baby mamas or 2 baby daddies. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. You, at this point, you need to be walking light. You need to be walking light out here. You need to have a padlock on your fucking drawers. If you already got 2 baby mamas, 2 baby daddies, man, that shit need to be sold up for you. You already know where you at with it. Straight J said, because they don't be can. Man, they fucking crazy. If you already got 2 baby mamas or 2 baby daddies, man, they need to lock you up. You're done. If you got 2 baby mamas, baby daddies, you're done. One of a kind say, not a padlock. Man, they got to put something on that. They got to put something on it. You done. You're over. Ball game. Hit the showers. Nani say, first of all, I'm queen of niggas with no kids. Then giving one. You can't be finding these men with no children and then giving them a child and locking them up. Locking them down. Man, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know what's your mind frame if you already got 2 baby mamas and then you going for number 3. Cause once you got 2, that headache should be nonstop for you. I know people with 1 baby mama, 1 baby daddy, and that 1 baby daddy be blowing her or be blowing him. And y'all won't go for 2 and 3? Get your mind right. So now let's get into the whole deceased. Okay, so let's say you had a child. Let's say you had a child with this man at a decent age. You was 20, 25 years old, 26 years old. Y'all had a child. He died. All y'all was married and y'all just divorced. Oh, but let's stick with he died. He died. This man died. Okay, he died. You're going to move on. You're going to get you another person. They don't have kids, so they might want kids. That you dating this person, they might. You got to know, I already got 1 baby daddy, and he died on me. Now, if I have a child with you and this don't work out, either I'm done having kids, or ain't no we done. We ain't never done. If I have another baby with you, ain't no done. If my wife had my child and she passed away, and I get another woman and she had my child, you're not going anywhere. Sorry, ma'am. Buckle in. You're not going nowhere. Because I'm not about to have three baby mamas. Buckle in. You here. We strapped tight. We should have got married. Because ain't nobody talking about. Nobody don't want to get married, I guess. Fuck the marriage. Let me just get the baby. I just want the baby. Fuck the commitment. Fuck knowing that you're going to be here and do what you're supposed to do. I just want the baby. Y'all crazy. We still got people coming into the chat. What's up, everybody? Snoopy Knowing. This episode 10, everybody. 10 weeks of Snoopy Knowing. Appreciate everybody rocking with me, man. Episode 10, we talking about how many baby mamas, baby daddies, is too many baby mamas, baby daddies. At what point do you say, sit your ass down? Sit your ass down. Javon on Facebook say, what if that one died too? If that one died too, you probably going to be under investigation, baby. If your first baby mama died, and then your second baby mama died, you don't even need to worry about no baby mama or no baby daddy. You about to be under investigation. You better get you a lawyer. Nikki on Instagram, what's up? She in the building. Is that Jay? Jay in the building? On Instagram, what's up, everybody? How many baby mamas, baby daddies is too many? So if you give it, so do y'all give a pass for them if the people die? So if she was in a relationship or he was in a relationship and his wife died or his girlfriend died, let's say he had a baby early, 20 years old, 19 years old. Let's just say he had a baby at 19. Then he got with a woman that he married. 22, 23, he got married. She died. So now that's two women that he had children with. And then you meet this man. I mean, he got another woman. And she ended up pregnant. But they don't stay together. They don't stay together. So I'm liking where this is going. Stick with me. I'm liking where this is going. Bam, he had a baby early. 19 years old. He fucked up. Made a mistake. Next one, he was in a committed relationship. He was married. She died. That's two children, two baby mamas. She died, so now he meets somebody else. They're in a relationship, and they have a child together. That's three baby mamas, but then this relationship don't work out. And if he meet another woman who don't have children and she wants children, that's going to be four baby mamas. But the circumstances, it ain't like he was moving irresponsibly. The circumstances dictated that he got three baby mamas. So shit could be different sometimes. Don't bother to say, what about married women and men with a commitment who have two or more baby mamas within a marriage? Wait, what? You don't need to be married, baby. If you got two or three baby mamas while you within a marriage, you don't need, newsflash, they don't need to be married. Somebody should have been at divorce court. You don't need to be married. We ain't even got to waste time on that one. Houston kids say marriage or debt is the only pass if the number of kids don't bother you. But what if the number of kids do bother you? Let's say in the scenario I just was saying with this woman, he done had three different baby mamas, and then he finally meet another woman and he vibing and she like, she want her own children, but dang, you already got three children. Is that fair? Is that fair? Like that life dealt him some cards to where he ended up having three baby mamas, and now I done met this woman that I want to be with, but now it's a problem because I got three baby mamas. That's fair? How y'all feel about that? I don't feel like that's fair to him, but I feel like to her, that's her life. If she don't want all these children, if she don't want to deal with different baby mamas, it sucks, but such is life. Javonna said, there you go, it's circumstantial. It is circumstantial. Sometimes. A lot of times it ain't circumstance. The circumstances is you was out here wilding, busting it open, and he was out here wilding, slinging dick, and what none of y'all doing what y'all needed to do to not bring a life into the world. Straight Jig on Instagram and say, a woman will look the other way for love. You think so? I don't know. I be hearing a lot of these women talking about they don't want men with baby mamas. But then I also see men with plenty of baby mamas and they always got a woman. Somebody lying. Houston kids say it's a cruel world, but everybody ain't got to accept more kids. That ain't theirs. That's what they're comfortable with. Facts. Sam said lies. What we lying about, Sam? Roma said, no, we don't. What I said, no, y'all don't what? I'm behind on the chat. It's hard to keep up with both, y'all. Episode 10, how many baby mamas, baby daddies? It's too many. Oh, Roma said, because I don't date baby daddies. So Roma on Facebook said, if she don't date baby daddies. So if a man had a child with a woman and it didn't work out, you can't date him, you can't talk to him. If he had a child with a woman and she passed away, you don't want to talk to him just because he a baby daddy? Oh, it matter. That don't matter because she passed away, so you ain't got to deal with the woman. Is the problem the children or is the problem the other person that's raising a child? Jazz Forever said, did you have multiple kids with just sneaky links? That's a red flag. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Most of these people who having all these children ain't like they was in committed relationships. Y'all was just wilding and not giving a fuck. Y'all was wilding and not giving a fuck. But I'm trying to see what Roma's saying. If a man got if he a baby daddy, damn, that devalued a man? You don't even want to talk to him? You don't want to date him? What's the problem? Is the problem because he coming with a baby mama? Or is the problem that he coming with a child, period? What's the problem? What's the issue in that? Sam said they will accept them baby daddies. they definitely accepting baby daddies. I don't care what they talking about here. But men, is men accepting baby mamas? Because to a man, if you just a baby mama, why another man didn't want you? Why you just a baby mama? See, I gotta say it depends on the mitigating circumstances. But even within the circumstances, we still in control of, we literally in control of if we get somebody pregnant or if you gonna get pregnant. Y'all in control of that. It ain't no phantom. It ain't no, none of y'all the Virgin Mary. No angels coming down telling y'all gonna have the Son of God. So if you have a baby, you was doing shit to have a baby. And you knew what you was doing could lead to a baby. At the end of the day, Chaz Feather said, yeah, men love baby mamas. That is not true. See, I say I love a good daddy. Be my daddy too. Rome on Facebook. She did, so that's a bit different. I don't have to deal with the personality and the attitude. I love the kids, but the mama. Okay, so it's the mama, the man, or the woman in a situation that's making it an issue. Houston Kid, there's some folks in the world who have kids that only want somebody else with them because they can relate to them and also won't be expecting more kids. Only want to have kids with somebody. I got you. Sam on Instagram, they don't know you're a baby daddy, baby mama until you tell them. If they're feeling you, they're going to try it. And that's another thing. Do you have, if you got two children, two baby daddies, two baby mamas, should you let the person you know when you dealing with them, hey, look, I already got two baby mamas. I ain't trying to have more. If me and you go there, that's going to be three, and I ain't trying to have no more than three. You let the man know that. You let the man know I already got two baby daddies. I'm fucked up. They fucked up. One passed away, whatever the case is, do you let them know, hey, I ain't trying to go to four. Because with you, it'll be three. I ain't trying to go to four. Or y'all don't never have this conversation. I feel like most motherfuckers don't have this conversation. Because if y'all had these conversations, you would move differently. And I don't see a lot of people moving differently. Jazz said yes. Quite frankly, said yes, you should disclose. You should disclose. But is they doing that? Y'all think they doing that? I don't think nobody doing that. Because I don't really think a lot of them see a problem with it. People with multiple baby mamas and baby daddies, I don't think they got a problem with it. I got a partner. I ain't gonna call him out. He watching on Facebook. I just see him pop up on Facebook. He got, I don't even know how many baby mamas this nigga got. I think he got three baby mamas. It's definitely three. He definitely got three baby mamas. And I don't understand. He went through hell and back with his first baby mama. Nigga went to hell and back with his first baby mama. Child support, can't see this, that, other. Went through hell and back with the first baby mama. That alone would have let me not just have a child with some random. That alone would have stop me from, I don't want to deal with this shit. Then he had another one. That wasn't smooth either. That was a situation of two. He said he got four. He just told me four. He got four baby mamas. That, to me, that let me know this nigga ain't rap tight. Something ain't right about him. And it's my partner. And I know something ain't right about him. He crazy as hell. But you ain't taking life serious if you got four baby mamas. You ain't gonna tell me you taking life serious if you got four baby mamas. At some point, you knew to chill out. See, I got this. I give being a baby mama 0 stars. Don't recommend. Ronald Lou on Facebook talking about wild. Nah, don't wild, bitch. If you got four baby mamas, what's wrong with you? Come tell us what's wrong with you. Come join in and tell us what's wrong with you and why you got four baby mamas. Why you ain't learning after child number two? Why you ain't learning after child number three? I need to hit. Fuck a wild. Don't come in here talking no wild. Jay say fool ain't rap. So he definitely, something ain't right with him. One of a kind say sound like he enjoyed the drama. He definitely enjoyed the drama. He definitely, you hit the nail on the head. That nigga definitely enjoyed the drama. And there's people out here in the world like that. They love crazy shit. They love motherfuckers being crazy and acting wild and all this stupid shit. Give them a rush or something. They get high off of it. Roma says she joked out on Facebook. Quite frankly, I don't want that. Nah, another child. I don't want that another child. But yeah, it's men out here, it's women out here who enjoy drama. It's funny to them. It's fun to them. Look, he trying to come in on Instagram now, y'all. We about to tear his ass up. I don't hit no bullshit tonight. We lighting your ass up tonight. Get the hell out of here. You got four baby mamas. About your ass having four goddamn baby mamas. Where you at? You just try to jump. Princess on Facebook say didn't learn this lesson at all. Look, Nola.
What's up, bro?
One of a kind city. They can't operate without the cat. All right, little brother. You on live with Snoopy Norm, episode 10. How many baby mamas and baby daddies is 2 minutes? What you got? And you say you got four? I thought you had three. I thought you had three baby mamas.
I got four. You got
four baby mamas. Why? I'm going to sit back. Why?
Well, first of all, the answer I'm going to give you is going to make it undefeatable. That's what God wanted me to have. I don't know. The last baby was really created on some crazy shit. But, I don't see no problem.
Sir,
the
last baby. That's number right. Four. We ain't talking about number four. You had to get to two, three, and four. What you mean you don't see a, why you don't see a problem with it?
I don't know. Like, what's the difference? You said, like, all right, if I had four kids for the same woman, would that be different?
Yeah, it's different, nigga. You have four kids who got the same mom and
I don't know. I mean, ever since I watched Baby Boy and I seen Tyrese was saying you're going to have a baby for me, too.
This nigga fucking stupid.
Ever since I watched Baby Boy, you know,
see?
I've been hitting him with that.
This nigga don't take life serious. That's what I'm trying. So I'm trying to tell you. If men out here, like this brother right here, this nigga don't take life serious. It's women out here, like this nigga, who don't take life serious.
I ain't nervous, nigga.
I
ain't ashamed of my kids, nigga. I'm telling you, ever since I watched Baby Boy, and he like, you gonna give me a baby? You gonna give me a baby? And he be like, yes.
It's not about being ashamed of your kids.
Drama. Look, real shit. It's drama because it's four different personalities, four different people demanding certain things, and it do get hectic sometimes. I ain't gonna even lie to you. It do get hectic.
I'm on child
support for one of them, thank God. But you know, it's tough.
How many you been on child support for?
Just one, just only one. That first one, she don't want to let it go. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. If you're thinking about having babies,
frankly, on Instagram,
the white folks don't care.
On, quite frankly, on Instagram, hold on, man.
Be in the moment saying shit.
Being in the moment and saying shit is not
A man's supposed to stand on his word. So if I'm sitting here telling you I'm about to give you one. Yeah, I'm messing with you, man. But look, that shit tough.
What?
That shit tough.
So why you did it full time?
I really don't know.
When did it last get tough? Hold on. Stop.
Thank you.
It's tough. When did it get tough?
It was tough off the first one.
So it was tough off the first one, and you still went back and did it three more times. Why?
Just being stupid.
Why? You're not answering.
Being stupid.
That's, That's the first time you done actually said something that
made sense. No, nigga, I said the first thing I said made sense was that's what God wanted me to have, but you didn't want to hear that.
That's not what God didn't make you do that. You made the decision to go in and raw and leave in and don't come out and not put a rub on. That don't have nothing to do with God. That's you.
Well, when we was started that.
You ain't young.
Oh, okay.
You're not young.
You right.
You're not young. You just say you got 1 year old. You're not young. Yeah.
1 year old. You ain't even see that.
I hear a lot of excuses, my brother. I hear a lot of excuses from you,
man. Look, that girl says she losing brain.
Frankly, say I'm losing brain cells at this point.
Nah, look, but don't do it though. I really don't care right now. And
Why don't you care?
I mean,
you don't think you should care?
I mean, not really. I kind of want them all. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it's not about you're not getting it.
Help me out. Break it down.
You're not getting young, brother. It's not that you shouldn't have children. It's not that you regret your children. It's that they're not sharing a household. They're not sharing life experiences with each other. They're not growing up together. They got a mama here, mama there, mama here, mama there. They ain't celebrating. The birthdays ain't the same. The Christmases ain't the same. Thanksgiving ain't the same.
They all need to get together. They all need to get together and bring them kids together. I tried.
So once again, that's what I'm saying. You create a problem that you want somebody else to fix now. You don't create the problem having all these different women. Now you want them to fix it and bring everybody together. And even if they bring the kids together, which I'm sure y'all do things together at different junctures, it's still not the same as growing up with your brother or your sister in the house with you.
True.
Y'all going to school together. Y'all going to church together. Y'all going to the grocery store together with mom and dad. This is what builds sister, brother and sister relationships. There's so many brother and sister relationships out here where people don't fuck with their brother or they don't fuck with their sister. You know why they don't fuck with each other? Because they ain't never had that camaraderie growing up. They got a stepdaddy. They got a stepmama. Y'all wasn't together. That's your brother or sister by blood. But y'all ain't grew up like brothers and sisters. Y'all wasn't around each other 24/7 like brothers and sisters. And you just add on to that pot, my brother.
So you said, so let me ask you this. You saying people that got four, you saying people that got four baby mamas, you saying something got to be wrong with them?
Yeah. Yes.
She just be happy.
It don't happen. What do you mean? You don't trip and fall and nut in somebody and they get pregnant. You purposely was about to nut and you decided I'm going to nut in you. She decided I'm going to let you nut in me. And we just going to hope. We going to hope that I don't get pregnant. We going to hope that this one don't.
That's true. That's true, dog.
What you mean?
I mean, that's real. You said some real shit, but if I
see our daughters on Instagram, say I never even met my little sister from my daddy. And that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be the same. I know your kids know each other. I know they probably have relationships together. But it's not the same as when you have a brother or a sister in a household with you, sharing the same experiences, sharing the same drama, the same good times, the same memories. They not sharing it. They living it. They like cousins. At this point, they growing up like cousins. Your cousin like your brother and your sister, but it ain't like brother and sister because you and your brother and sister, y'all together.
But you know what's crazy, though?
Growing up like cousins.
Crazy. I talked to so many.
What's crazy is you having four fucking baby mamas, nigga. That's what the fuck is crazy. That's what's fucking crazy. You having fucking four baby mamas.
What's crazy is like, I don't know. I just was doing shit, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Hold on, time out. Cause you with a woman right now. Did she know you had three?
You know, I had three baby mamas.
I'm not about to get on your case. I'm not about to get on your case.
You know, I was with three. You know, I had three or four.
Three, not four.
She know I had three, not four.
Wait, hold on. Oh, she don't have no children for you. So she. Yeah. All right. So you got four already. And she possibly the fifth.
No, she can't get pregnant. Okay. Yeah, she lucky.
God, that's God.
Oh, you can get pregnant? I didn't know you could get pregnant. We're gonna have to work on that.
Boy, the fuck?
Sir, you with this woman and you don't know
thought you could
get pregnant or not?
I can get pregnant. So you been lying. Wow. You been lying. Okay. That's how all now you got your answer. That's how all four of them came. Nigga, they lied. See, they
bro, what is wrong with this? What is wrong with this man, bro? Look, y'all. I got a minute left. This was a good episode. Coming up on the hour, man. Nigga said he didn't even know. See how God said run. Yo, this man.
That's how they be lying, bro. That's how all four of them have.
Bro, you're crazy. Y'all are crazy. Y'all don't have conversations. This is why conversations and disclosure is needed. One person assuming one thing, one person assuming another thing. Before you know it, she be the mama number five. And on that note, I'm getting out of here. Snoopy,
this
knowing
nigga,
episode time. 10.
This nigga, dang.
I'm on time. It's going to cut me off. The Instagram going to cut me off after an hour. Facebook going to cut me off after an hour. So I got to make a show an hour long. Later on, once we going to move, we going to migrate to YouTube once I build up enough viewership, and then we can roll into Facebook, to YouTube, however long we want to. But till then, I got to do an hour. Appreciate you calling in per usual. I might make it a segment with him. I might have him call him every episode for a quick little segment with him, whatever on his mind, whatever he got going on. Because this nigga is bonkers. I just don't even know what to tell him. He definitely, see, I go and say, get a vasectomy. He definitely need a vasectomy. He need more than that. Roma, he funny, but he's funny for all the wrong reasons. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Episode 10, appreciate everybody coming in here. How many baby mamas, how many baby daddies? I think we all agreed on two. We gonna let you slide with two. Anything more than that, you gonna be like, look, Nola, who was just on here. He don't even know if the girl he with to get pregnant or not. Good night, y'all, man.